It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Well, all the local teams had last night off, but that is not the case this evening. We start with the Bruins, who visit the Florida Panthers in the opener of a back-to-back. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers have the Dunkin' pregame at 6:30 and the face-off at 7 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Linus Ullmark will start in net. Craig Smith is out. Curtis Lazar is expected to play. The Celtics have the home game. They open up a home-and-home with the Washington Wizards at TD Garden. Grandy and Max had the pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 7:30 over on 105.7 WROR. Al Horford is expected back for the green. Romeo Langford and his sore calf are questionable. The Patriots will practice later today with a road game coming up Sunday in L.A. against the Chargers. Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels is getting ready to face a defense that's fourth in the league against the pass.
And they do a great job on defense. They did a great job in L.A. last year. And they mix it up. You're definitely going to see some split safety zone mixed in there. I'd say this is one of the best teams in the league in terms of not presenting you with what they're actually playing pre-snap that we'll see.
Patriots play special teamer Harvey Longhi on injured reserve yesterday. Former Pats safety Patrick Chung is free on a $10,000 bond after being arraigned on charges of assault and battery yesterday. He was apparently involved with an incident with a family member. Atlanta won in Houston 6-2 in Game 1 of the World Series. And the New England Revolution will host Colorado tonight. A Revs win, and that gives them the MLS record for the best regular season ever. You can find the game on our HD2 channel beginning at 7. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Visit the Nines to try their new hearty flavors for the season, like the Buffalo Chicken Mac and Cheese or the Homestyle Chicken Pot Pie. The 99, always the real deal. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update at 7:30.
Yeah, he's got a big schnoz, but big everything.
Bertrand.
Oh, no, you're into the pedicures there.
Hardy.
You can't tell who touched it last.
And you.
David.
Which David are you talking to?
Zola.
Middays on 98.5, The Sports Hub. They get you going.
That's a difficult thing to get through.
Every day.
That is 4 hours of conversation.
Toucher and Rich on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're touching and rich, I should say. Very difficult to get over that habit. All right. You can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv, or the Twitch app. Then you follow 98.5 The Sports Hub to get that. Give us a call at 617-779-0985. Mike Tomlin, the USC job is open, as is the LSU job. And what's funny is Mel Tucker, the coach of Michigan State, who were terrible last year. This is what's funny about college football, is that Mel Tucker, Michigan State, was terrible last year, but they're 7-0 this year. We'll see how they play against Michigan. He's been whispered about for the LSU job. And then Franklin, that moron from Penn State that just lost to Illinois, who's lost two in a row.
In 9 overtimes, they lost to Illinois.
And so they asked Franklin about the USC job. Why USC in Los? Why would you take scraps from Penn State? Penn State's in State College, Pennsylvania. Penn State stinks. Would you rather be in L.A. and take a kid on a recruiting trip to L.A. or take a kid on a recruiting trip to Happy Valley? But I mean, it's a no contest. So if I'm USC, why would I want your garbage?
If you're USC, who are you aiming for?
I'm aiming. I don't know. I there would have to be some star.
Tomlin, apparently.
They had that guy Orgeron, right? Orgeron was the head coach there, an interim head coach after Lane Kiffin got fired after he got off the plane.
So you're saying Orgeron's just going to go from LSU to USC?
No, he was already there and went to LSU is my point.
Maybe the guy from Iowa State. I don't know. I'm getting a guy who hasn't failed at an inferior program. Listen, if they want Mel Tucker and they want to pay Mel Tucker LSU $50 billion, go ahead and pay him for winning seven games. Congratulations.
I guess what I'm saying, we had this argument before about where USC is status-wise, and if they're aiming that low, maybe they don't have the pull that you think they do.
All I know is USC was the program and has been twice in my lifetime.
That's right, but ever since Pete Carroll left, the rule has changed with
them. But Alabama wasn't good for the first half of my life.
But the great thing about USC and is that not only, obviously, do you live in Los Angeles, which I'm sure is very desirable for a lot of people, but isn't it a much easier route to get to a national championship than, say, taking like an SEC job? It's a fairly,
yes.
I mean, it, yes. I would think that if you're a coach, you're licking your chops.
Yes. Right. Well, yes. To win a national championship, no. To make the college football playoff, probably. I mean, Oregon can't lose again. I mean, if Oregon wins the Pac-10 with two losses, they're not going to make the tournament. There's just no way. I mean, look at how, if Alabama loses, they like lose one, they go down one in the rankings. The rankings are a joke.
So this was kind of interesting yesterday, Fred. I know that you said you saw Burt Breer's tweet about it.
Burt Breer's put something and he goes, "Watch, stop everything and watch this now." And I'm like, something great's going to happen. Like Tomlin, I love Tomlin, but Tomlin's going to have lost his mind. Like he's going to, like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And I watched it. And I was like, all right.
He did get pretty pissed. But what's being made of it is kind of next level. So let's start with this first. I actually have both of them here, Fred. I don't think we need to stop it. So on the Dan Patrick show.
Hell yeah, popsicles.
That's right. You have the sign right in front of you. Carson Palmer was being interviewed, and he was
there. Dan Patrick show.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Did you? I'm sorry. That's twice in 2 days. Jeez.
He does it off the air, too. He'll tell me something twice off the air. Like you did about Lockhart and the downed trees in his neighborhood. You
selective
told me twice.
Memory. Yeah. That's right. Save that. Man. All right. So the Dan
it's
Patrick
something about
show.
Rich's voice is like invisible to you. You have completely tuned Rich out. You really have. You've tuned
it's like
Rich
in
out.
In the past 2 days, the past 3 days, it's I've twice. Asked a question
twice
to who was it that we had on?
It was Soucy.
Soucy.
Yeah.
And then you asked the exact same question immediately after I did it. It was like there was no break between my question and yours.
Yeah.
And I literally just said that it was on the Dan Patrick show. We even referenced the popsicle sign in front of friends. And then you said, oh, by the way, this was on the Dan Patrick show.
Yes, you did.
Which didn't need to be said anyway, but nonetheless.
Still, I mean, but I'm just trying to stress that we dwelled on it for a moment. You and I had a dialogue.
He's completely tuned you out. He has completely tuned you out.
Unbelievable. Yep. Well, here we go. So this was on the Dan Patrick show, John. I don't know if you mentioned that.
Great Dan Patrick.
Great Dan Patrick. Here is Carson Palmer being asked about the USC job.
Are you being included in conversations as a sounding board for who should be USC's next head coach?
I've been talking to a bunch of folks and giving input here and there.
Is James Franklin the front runner, as I've reported?
I think there's a lot of front runners right now, and that's why I like where we're sitting.
You can't have a lot of front runners, Carson. You can have a front runner.
You've got Penn State, you've got Iowa State, you've got Cincinnati. You've got a wild card like Mike Tomlin. That if Mike Tomlin wants out, and I think
has Mike USC, Tomlin hypothetically been discussed?
I'm sure he has. I think anybody is a potential candidate right now, and that's what's so great about the job is it can lure an NFL guy in that's tired of their current situation and worried about. Is Ben Roethlisberger gone? Is he done? Who are we going to draft? Does Mike Tomlin have to start over with a first-round young rookie quarterback?
Oh, boy.
You know, everybody's on the table being that job is so big and so coveted.
That's pretty spicy with Mike Tomlin there. I like it.
Is that the first you've heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Carson Palmer goes, uh-oh.
Yeah.
As if it wasn't supposed to be out there.
Well, by the way, if USC ever, if I'm the president or the athletic director at USC or the president of USC and I heard that, I'm like, okay, well, you're not ever involved in anything we're ever doing again.
Get out of this. Because, I mean,
going into specifics, that doesn't mean Tomlin's talked to them at all, by the way.
It means that they have discussed approaching him when the season is done if it's a disaster.
Right. And here are the reasons why he might might want to leave. Boy, is he dumb. So he's obviously, they've had internal discussions about Mike Tomlin, pie in the sky stuff. And then they go, well, why would Tomlin want to come here? And then they list out the reasons. And that moron gets on the radio
and tells them that.
And then that leads every a-hole to go, all right, well, obviously Tomlin's talked to them. And da-da-da-da-da-da, as if Tomlin would leave that job that's had three coaches since before I've been alive. They've had three coaches. Like, that more, like, he'd leave Pittsburgh and the Rooney family to go coach at USC and have to recruit? Please, get out of here.
So here is Mike Tomlin being asked about it yesterday at one of his press conferences.
Anybody
else got any questions about any college jobs? Is not a booster with a big enough blank check. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that? I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never.
Okay. I think that was edited weird. I think that the...
Yeah, it wasn't the whole thing.
No, it wasn't the whole thing, but it was backwards. Because it ends with him saying, anybody ask Andy Reid... Can we find the actual clip of that? Because that's a weird clip.
While you do that, I actually looked it up because you're right about the coaches in Pittsburgh. Three coaches since 1969.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, that's the best gig in professional coaching when it comes to the NFL. The Rooney family, they don't fire anybody.
It's the best job in sports.
Okay, but... Here's what happened after that, because he ends with saying, does anybody ask Andy Reid about that? Anybody ask Sean Payton about that? So the MMQB, not Burt Breer, but a different writer, writes, Mike Rosenberg, he says, Tomlin is right. We wouldn't ask Sean Payton or Andy Reid about a college job. That he had to respond as a reminder of daily life for black coaches. So they're saying that it was a racist question to ask, because they wouldn't ever ask that of a white. And you click on the article, and it says, well, this question wouldn't be asked of a white coach.
Was he aware of the Carson Palmer, who's a prestigious alumni, who himself said was involved in the discussions of a new coach?
Who literally
naming
that.
Mike Tomlin as the coach?
How about
is Franklin black? I can't figure it out. But if he is, maybe he is black. Is Franklin black? Well, say he's black. I guess they're mentioning him for the USC job because he's black.
So everyone now is making this, how dare you ask a racist question to Mike Tomlin. And to that do you realize that John Harbaugh was asked about USC this week? Like, I mean, there's coaches.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, you know, Gruden was asked repeatedly. But, Notre Dame.
There's no discussion. Carson Palmer went on the radio, said he was involved with the USC.
So they asked
and then brought up Mike Tomlin on his own, then gave a bunch of reasons why Mike Tomlin would leave Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's why they asked the question. The guy asking the question. Now, listen, why would it be racist that he would be in demand? One's saying that he would be fired.
And by the way, I think when Mike Tomlin was saying no one would mention Sean Payton or Andy Reid, I think what he's doing is he's comparing himself.
These are the class of coaches I'm in.
Well, the one Super Bowl winning class of coach.
Yes.
And I think that's what he did. He's like, he looks at those two as his contemporaries.
Right.
Sean Payton's won one Super Bowl. I believe Andy Reid's only won one Super Bowl, and he's won one Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he made that. It wasn't because those are two white coaches and I'm a black coach. And I guarantee you, if somebody follows up with Mike Tomlin on that today, he'll be the first one to admit that.
Yeah, he's not going to talk about it. But
everyone went all in because he's black.
Well, then it's like reading the headline and not reading the article. It's like reading a critique of a book and not reading the book. Like, you know, like a biased critique. Like, there's no debating it. Carson Palmer went on the Dan Patrick Show,
mm-hmm.
announced that he was involved in who USC was going to hire.
Can I read this to you?
Brought up Mike Tomlin on his own and then gave the reasons why he'd want to leave Pittsburgh. Yes.
Said Tomlin seemed angry when he said it. That was different, too. Normally, if a coach isn't genuinely interested, he can laugh off speculation or at least stay calm because it's irrelevant and at least nobody asked why he punted on 4th-and-2. But Tomlin was really annoyed. Why? Well, he didn't say. But it's probably pretty easy to figure out. Payton is white. Reed is white. And if Tomlin is annoyed by the racial implications here, he has every right to be. Tom will be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. He's already more accomplished than some coaches who are already in there. He's won a Super Bowl, and he never had a losing record in 15 seasons. After all of that, people are asking whether he might want to try his hand at college football, and then it just goes on and on and on.
As opposed to guys that have been to the Super Bowl and coached college football, like it's never happened before, like Jim Harbaugh.
Right, he was asked by it as well about it this week.
Well, Jim Harbaugh coached in San Francisco and then took the Michigan job.
No matter what black football coaches achieve, a segment of the population sees them as less than they are simply because they are black. Now, that may be true.
Fair enough, but doesn't have anything to do with that question or the speculation. You could have said USC a million times, and I would never have guessed at Mike Tomlin until Carson Palmer said it. First of all, I don't even get how it's racist that you're in demand. No one's saying you're going to get fired. They're saying that you would leave Pittsburgh to take the USC job. And the only reason that's being speculated is because someone said it. Well, at least there's white knights out there to solve the world's problems when there's a million problems. And they want to create one that's not there.
I love Mike Tomlin, too. You know, I used to think that he was kind of someone who was somewhat of a clown. And I think a lot of it stemmed from when he tried to trip that player running down the sidelines game. Yeah. I think that left a bad taste in my mouth. But what he was able to handle in that locker room when you had all of those completely messed up personalities, the fact that he was able to make Antonio Brown, Ben Roethlisberger, with all the stuff was going on with him. Oh, wasn't the whole Le'Veon Bell situation as well? Like all of that, he made work for a period of time.
It was more Antonio Brown than anything else for me, and I had the same feelings you did. But after seeing what Antonio Brown turned into when he went to the Raiders,
going to the Raiders.
The second he left Pittsburgh, he went nuts.
No.
And you figure he was always this way. Somehow Tomlin was able to gloss that over.
The reason people have issues with Tomlin is that Tomlin is what the Rooneys want, and is that he's a CEO type coach. This was the same thing with Cowher, and it was the same thing with
Noel.
Is that Noel had Perlis, who did the defense, and Cowher was a CEO type. I mean, these are not guys that are the X's and O guys that reinvented the offenses and things like that. But the Rooneys want a CEO type, a leader of men type, and that's what Tomlin is. And I've never doubted Tomlin. I've always liked Tomlin from the very beginning. But I mean, there's enough racial stuff going on that's bad. To make something out of literally nothing is not good.
You got to be first. Very important to be first to say it.
And I'm very comfortable in saying that the reason he was asked that question was because Carson Palmer brought it up. Now, Carson Palmer might be the biggest racist of all time, so I'm comfortable saying that. That Carson Palmer is a very racist.
He's definitely dumb. He's definitely dumb.
Yeah, not going to USC and being involved in anything anytime soon.
Well, I mean, if I'm the AD, I can't have him talking anymore.
No, you can't. You can't.
I can't have him. Not only can I not have Carson Palmer involved in any of our discussions, I can't have him talking. Like, I have to go to him, Carson. If you continue to speak on any of the athletic situations going on at USC, we're going to have to keep you off campus. Like, we're not going to allow you to be involved in anything. Because this is the last thing I need, is you pontificating on the people that might want the job, these guys that are all under contract. I mean, even saying Franklin's name is stupid. Like, all of that is dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys are under contract. This is not the way that things go down. You don't go and start... Oh, boy. And it's tampering, and it's got to have a million implications to it. Forget the Tomlin stuff, just naming coaches that are currently under contract.
Well, I think the only one he specifically named, now he said schools. He didn't name them.
He said Franklin.
No, he said asked Franklin, about Franklin.
And then repeated Franklin, yes.
It said that Franklin was one of them? Okay.
Yes. He said they've discussed Franklin. Yes, he did. He absolutely said it in that clip. He absolutely did. He's an idiot.
He's a
total moron. And what do you want? Breer's taking all the money at MMQB. He's just got a bunch of like interns running around trying to make hay. You know, Bert's sucking up all the, him and Peter King, he's sucking up the money there like Peter King having a nice espresso or a sweet craft brew up there in the Northwest. All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Insiders.
Jaffe, hello, sir.
Insiders.
Maybe you know something. I doubt it.
No, I don't know anything.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Oh, yeah. We are Toucher and Rich. I played basketball for a little while yesterday, and now I'm in a great deal of pain.
That's a mistake. And I know, after being out all that time, you're off, you don't play.
Well, there used to be a game at the JCC that these guys would start playing at 5:45 in the morning, but they had a problem with the JCC, so now they've moved over to the BCC or whatever, the Boston some sports club, but BSC.
BSC,
the Boston Sports Club. Okay. Yeah.
It's the JCC crew, but that's always amazing because I'll play golf with a guy. And he's like, yeah, I played basketball at 5:45 this morning. I'm like, why are you up when you don't have to be?
Sleep is so precious.
Yeah, what are you doing that for?
You kind of pisses you off, too. Like, you're throwing sleep aside? What the hell's wrong with you? It's like somebody who is, like, wealthy just bragging about how much they have to, like, a poor person. Like, when we don't sleep at all. Like, in our job, you just don't sleep. And every extra moment that your head is on a pillow is just precious. Well, and when someone says that they wake up at 4 a.m. to go like run or go to the gym, like there's a guy here at work who goes to the gym before he gets in. He does like morning radio.
No, Romero. Yeah, he like starts working out at like 2:30 a.m. Like,
what are you doing? Get some sleep.
Well, because he goes to bed at like 7.
Oh, you see, I can't do that.
I can't do that.
Well, I knew a guy that used to do his show. And then when 10 o'clock hit, he goes, I'm not doing anything. And he would get high, like, immediately. And then he would go to bed at, like, 6:30 and get up at, like, 2:30. And then just that was his day. And then he would work from 2:30 till the show came on and then do the show. And then the same thing repeated itself. But he went to bed at 6:30 at night, which is insanity. So...
like life happens after 6:30 at night.
Yeah, I
like,
know.
How can that, like everything. Why live if you can't like experience what happens after 6:30?
Exactly. I mean, you're, like even like little, if you have little kids, they're doing stuff after 6:30. So, you know what's hard to get now is an echocardiogram. So here is my schedule. I had my physical, to which there was no prostate exam, so you suck. Well, John's old, but for Rich, who's gotten prostate exams, yep. He's got the wrong doctor.
Mm-hmm.
There was no prostate exams. Today, I have to give blood, so I'm fasting. Very difficult. Then I'm going to the nose doctor today to figure out if they can somehow unbreak my nose. I got a colonoscopy coming on December 1st. I got a sleep study coming up, which I don't know. Now, if you can't sleep, I'm fascinated by the sleep study because I am to go to this hospital into a strange room covered in cords and wires.
Yeah.
And I am to sleep there when I can't sleep in my own bed.
And they're all like observing you sleep.
Yes. Oh, so
yeah,
it sounds just absolutely the most.
It's like going to the spa, Fred. So, it's like relaxing.
Yeah, exactly. So like if I can't sleep at home, How the hell am I going to sleep there? But I did a home sleep study, and it's nonsense. It's like you can't hook yourself up to that stuff properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I like, do they drug you? Do they give you the cocktail that they gave Michael Jackson? And then do they make sure you sleep? Because I can tell you, we can sit there and look at each other all night.
I think that they know immediately once they put those things on you within like 10 minutes what's wrong. I think you can tell. And the fact that you can't sleep is everything they need to know.
No, they need, well, they keep you there overnight and they monitor you for like 8 hours. So, I mean, they're doing something for more than 10 minutes.
It's funny. I know somebody who had a sleep study done. They couldn't sleep and they were kind of having something similar to what you were talking about. And they just went in and punctured a hole in their nose.
That's what I want.
And it just like frees up everything.
Because my nose has been broken so many times. It's been hit with a barrel of a gun. I've been stomped on by many, many boots that one time and it broke my whole face apart. And so they give you the dumb sleep apnea mask, which is impossible to wear. I mean, it's a vacuum, a reverse vacuum. It's just blowing air into your face with this dumb mask on. It's ridiculous. It's mm-hmm. My dad like loves it. He like just like, this is greatest. I'm like, no, this sucks. Mm-hmm. I can't live like that. So that's exactly, I'm going to this nose guy. I'm going to go look. I go look at this tortured piece of garbage, like tear my nose off my face and put a new one on, like just that's what I want. So they punctured a hole in the guy's nose.
They popped a hole like almost in, I don't know if it's in the septum or it's in the back, but basically they just put a little hole in there and it opens up the air and now they can breathe a lot better.
And now he's living the life.
Yeah, this is, it's fresh. I think it was happened like a month ago. And
oh, that's what I want. See, and that's what I want.
And I don't know what the procedure is called, but the way he described it sounds fairly primitive, but that's what they do.
Primitive is what I want. I don't want, because you don't want something that they go for the rest of your life, you have to do this. You want something where you go in and they go, here it is, and here's the recovery time, and once it's done, it's done.
Yep.
But then the echocardiogram, which they've said, and they said I was on an emergency echocardiogram, which is, I guess, in parentheses, is in January. Because apparently,
it's quite an emergency.
Because everyone's getting, well, yeah, I guess it wasn't as big an emergency as they thought. Apparently, the whole world's getting these echocardiograms. So, I mean, for Nick, how long did you have to wait? They got you in there when you still had fresh poo on you, I bet. If you don't know Nick, don't do that in my headphones, Nick. If you don't know, Nick was left for dead in his own bed, covered in his own feces, nude.
He had some weird disease that ended up somehow mysteriously creeping into his body, and nobody had seen him for a couple days. And when his girlfriend showed up, she thought he was ghosting him, and nope, he was just rolling around in poo.
And so Nick put
half
this,
dead.
Nick put this beautiful picture up of him and his bride dancing in his wedding, and he's like, you know, this was like the greatest day, and you know, you're my best friend, and you know, you literally saved my life. And as soon as I saw you literally saved my life, the picture went from Nick dancing in a suit with his beautiful bride to his beautiful bride dancing with a feces-encrusted mutant right. on the verge of death. Right. Just, so every picture now is just
picking up a Milky Way
of Nick, of her putting her hands on him while he was covered in poo.
Oof, baby!
And then going to the door and probably tracking feces everywhere he went, the feces getting all over her. I mean, she was probably coated in feces. I mean, I can't imagine he walked out on his own power. I mean, he was on the verge of death. She probably tried to rouse him. He had been rolling to and fro in his own feces. She's so then now both of them in my mind are covered in feces.
Sure.
So I wonder if I had gone to the wedding, if I would have had one of those phantom smells.
Sure. It would have been right.
Like during the dance.
Triggered one of your senses.
Yeah.
Just sure. Like one sense triggers the next one.
Right. And if you think, Nick, that she's not going to use that against you.
Oh, she already did in her vows.
Yeah, but that's cute and fun. No. You stay married 10 years. After if 10 years, if I still know you in 10 years, if my echocardiogram goes okay, my colonoscopy goes okay. And my blood work that I have to do goes okay. And my sleep study goes okay. My nose goes okay. Then if all this works out, then I see you in 10 years and you're still sitting there making minimum wage doing Twitch, I will say to you, you will tell me that you got in a fight with your wife, like a serious fight with your wife, like an argument with your wife, and that she has used that against you. There is not a chance.
you know, and you wouldn't even be around if it wasn't for me, da 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 da. And then what are you going
to
say?
Now, when you walk in, Fred, and you look at the slew of people who are going to be watching you sleep, is there a slight terror that there might be someone who's somewhat attractive watching you? Just like you want them to be just like as gross as you are because you do gross things in your sleep.
No. I, what am I going to do in my sleep? What does anyone want from me? No one attractive is going to want to be with me. I see attractive people. They might as well not even exist. I might as well not even exist. They don't want anything to do with me. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
I actually got a couple of sleep studies done myself, and what they kind of do is they monitor you for how much you wake up at nighttime. It's kind of just come out of REM sleep.
Well, I get that. I'm going to be, but my point is I'm going to be awake the whole time. No kidding, they monitor you. No, really? They do a sleep study, Rich, and what they do is they see how you sleep. Now I understand. No, of course, but I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to be sitting there staring at them. Attractive? No, I'm 46, about to be 47.
The shame is completely gone.
The idea of it, but because at least that no attractive person would ever want to be with me anymore. No, it's all gone. Yeah, I might as well be invisible to them.
My first thing would be when I woke up, like wanting to see what the look on their face is.
Like, what are you afraid you were going to do?
Farting in my sleep.
Oh, like, they've seen way worse than anything I'm going to do.
Like, spittle just coming out of my face.
Because I would imagine in a sleep study that they get a bunch of people that are like morbidly obese. So anything I do. And if I get an erection or anything in my sleep, hot damn. Good for me.
Jackpot.
No, yeah. They've seen, I bet you they've seen people with night terrors. They've seen like all sorts of wild stuff.
I had to share a room with a guy recently with night terrors. Hachi Machi.
Yeah, that's no good. Is that, no, what are you talking about? The condition where they feel like they're frozen and they can't do anything?
No, night terrors.
That's sleep paralysis.
No, that's the opposite of this.
No, I used to get bad sleep paralysis before I took NABs. No, this guy was, he's a veteran, and I had to share a room with him, and he, would start screaming and yelling. It's scary as hell because he's like, you think he could come after you because he's like in this state of like fight or flight.
Yeah.
And he's completely would be wrapped up in his sheets and like be like screaming. And it's real scary. Scary that he's going to like come kill you.
Yeah. They imagine like these demons almost sometimes. Like they're half, it's almost like half awake, half asleep.
You're talking about sleep paralysis.
Okay.
This is night terrors. This is completely different. This is a guy who's asleep and having a he can move, he can do everything, he's just not fully conscious. Bro. And then when he wakes up,
he's flailing.
When he wakes up, or he's covered in sweat and you know completely mixed up. And he was a great guy, and he's really apologetic about the whole thing. And I'm like, dude, it's not your fault. But Hachi Machi, that was night terrors. Woofy woof.
But I was just saying, when you monitor sleep like that, some people are in there for that specific thing.
Yeah, I'm going to be a light snack to anything that they got. I mean, they got 500-pound dudes in there.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm gross, but at least I'm not. I mean, I'm 220 pounds. Let's not go crazy. I mean, I'm not coming in there at like 350, 400. I mean, they see it all. I mean, they probably got Nicks in there.
He brought it all the way back around. Very impressive.
Guys, you come with prizes?
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
And you saved my life. Yes, you did, Nick. She did. And she'll remind you of that one day. All right, here are the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
They get you going.
In fairness, we have to make up for not watching the game.
Every day.
I might watch a baking show.
Toucher and Rich.
What do you expect me to do? Watch every basketball game?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right. If I got to go to the doctor this many times, someone that works here has got to go to the doctor way worse.
Yeah, someone's dying.
Rich came in at 6 and said, don't go in the bathroom. I said, okay.
And that wasn't because of me. It wasn't because
No. It wasn't because of him.
I'll admit it if it is.
No. I'm very clear. I wouldn't bring it up if it was you. And
you have to. I mean, if it's that bad, you got to.
No, because I would honestly be concerned. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Like, and so at 7:42, I went into the bathroom to urinate, like yes. A normal person.
Right.
Who would not, if it was an absolute urgent situation, anyone with any class of dignity would go downstairs. I mean, that's a room for Zolags of the world. But whoever was in there before 6, because there was no one in there when it was Rich in there. So
Fred, just don't do it.
I have no hint of who it was. I don't know who it was, so I can't get any trouble for saying this. All I'm saying is that something's wrong with someone, because it shouldn't be like that.
It's either so potent that it's been in there since 6, or this is multiple trips by the same sick person.
Yeah.
So I don't know which one it is, but they're both equally bad.
And it blew my hat off. I wasn't thinking. I looked down. I had taken my hat off.
I'm the only one with a bird's eye view of who goes in and out. And I'm going to be distracted all show. I'm going to be looking to see who's making like multiple trips.
Yeah, because it's definitely not. It can't be Zolak because he's not here. I don't know specifically Zolak. I just know that he's very proud of himself that he goes in there because he played college football. And the longer I contend that you're in a locker room in your life, the less you care about anything.
I was sure. Just going to say, there are times where I see Zoe, and it's like he was raised by wolves, man.
It's essentially prison.
Really.
Well, we had the stories of who was the player, Izzo, who would sit. He would take his breakfast into the bathroom and use the bathroom while eating like a plate of bacon and eggs.
Well, just the hazing he'll tell you about at Maryland back in the day is enough to make you vomit. But the... But it's like the same thing at the Y, is that, dudes were like a nom or something because they were like nude, like around each other, like all the time. And they're just like so comfortable nude, sit on vinyl couches and everything else.
Okay. Speaking of that, I have to tell you a story. This is so random and I don't mean to jump for one thing next, but you said something that triggered this. So I had a friend of mine tell me a story. So his wife and him decided that for their anniversary, they were just going to stay in town and go to a hotel that was here in town. And, they got a babysitter for the kids, and they went out this night, and they went out to a restaurant, and they hadn't been out just alone, the two of them, for a long time. So they got kind of banged up. They went and drank a lot and had a good evening. They go back to the hotel room, and, they hook up. And afterwards, they're drunk and they're still, they don't have their clothes on. And his wife is like, I want to order some food. All right. So she picks up the phone and she talks to room service and she ends up ordering these chocolate chip cookies, like a plate of chocolate chip cookies. And he's like, man, I don't want to have to wait up for these cookies. What are we doing? She goes, no, I'll be fine. We'll wait up for them. So they both pass out. They wake up the next morning and at the edge of their bed is a tray and a plate of chocolate chip cookies with a bill next to it.
Yeah.
And both of them are passed out nude on the bed.
Whoa.
So apparently the guy had walked into the room and not only walked into the room and like could have left the cookies right on the floor, walked all the way over to the edge of their bed and placed them on the bed while they were laying there passed out nude.
When you wake up, you have a nice plate of the cookies waiting for you.
So immediately he calls the front desk and he's like, hey, can I speak to someone in room service? We had a somebody come into our room last night while we were sleeping and undressed, and they left these cookies at the foot of our bed. And the person they spoke to said, well, you have to understand, sir, those are fresh baked cookies. And there's a hotel policy that we are not allowed to leave them out in the hallway when there is food that could go bad. So the person brought them into your room, and he goes, okay, first of all, that's crazy. Second of all, even if you did bring them into the room, why did you have to bring them all the way to the foot of our bed? Because we're in a kind of a big room. You could have just left them on the floor and, you know, easily left. So now he's just sitting there wondering if something's going to pop up on the internet anytime soon of them just passed out.
That's
obviously
the first thing that I would think of.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, who came in and took pictures while we're passed out here?
Well, that shows you if you've been how long have they been married?
It's like 10 years.
10 years you're getting drunk and having sex. Good for you. That's first of all.
Has anything like that ever happened to anyone before? Where
you know the story that I had an intern for me in Atlanta that worked for a hotel chain, like while he was interning for us, and they in their hotel was right across from the old restaurant I worked on, 10th Street. And they went into a guy's room, and he was nude on the bed, passed out. He'd been unresponsive. It was checkout time, past checkout time.
Okay.
Housekeeping had gone into the room. He was unresponsive. And he had, like, this is back in the day. This is, you know, 20 years ago. He had, like, hustlers and stuff on the bed, and he was unresponsive, and they couldn't. And so they got paramedics up there. And they're like, what's going on with this guy? Like, and they're checking this in the paramedics. So there's, like, four paramedics in the room, the manager of the hotel, like, and like three members of the staff, and they're up there, and the dude's still passed out, and they're checking him to see if he's alive for vital signs and stuff, and the dude wakes up.
Oh, no.
And so he's nude with, like, hustlers in the bed.
And there's six people in the room looking at him.
Yeah, and he had drugs in the room and stuff, but he, like, wakes up, and, like, you know, Lord knows, like, what he had done the night before, and he wakes up. So what the guy had probably done is gone and done a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, on the way home going, like, I'll take a bunch of hustlers and, like, da-da-da-da. Got naked, got in bed. But can you imagine waking up and there's, like, eight people in the room looking at you?
In your most embarrassing state.
And also, like, when you're completely probably blacked out what happened the night before, so you're like, oh, boy.
You see, I can imagine that, you know, situations like that probably happen a lot. Like, if you work at a hotel, you probably see that all the time. Somebody doesn't check out, you go to go check on them, and it's something awful like that. But, I mean, in the middle of the night...
Just coming in
just
and leaving
coming
the
coming in and standing right by your bed. I mean, apparently that's policy.
You know what's funny? is that I wouldn't even think of it. Like, it wouldn't even register
like,
with me.
Oh, okay, cool, cookies.
No, I'd just be like, I'd be like, wow, they brought them in. I mean, they brought them in, and here they are. In fact, at a hotel, I'd rather have them bring them in when I was passed out. I just want it, other than when they don't clean the room because of COVID. Have you been in a hotel and they're like, well, you don't clean the room or do the towels because of COVID? And you're like, huh? Great. Then why am I staying in a hotel?
Great.
So what do you want me to do with all these towels? But that wouldn't register. I'm just impressed the guy had sex with his wife after they went out drinking and they've been together for that long.
Sure. It was like they're one night away. They hadn't been able to do it in a long time. And sure enough, they both had passed out. And when they woke up, it was just, they were like, they both looked at each other like, did you let this person in? No, did you let, no.
Would it bother you, John?
What?
Dude, that scenario, that would freak me out. Are you kidding me?
I don't know if that would bother me.
Oh, my God. I'm naked on a bed. My wife is with me. And there's a plate of cookies at the foot of my bed while I was asleep. Oh, God, yes. That would scare the crap out of me.
I don't know if it would bother me. I don't know. It would bother me now if we were talking about it.
I'd want to know, but who it was, who delivered it. I don't want to talk to that person.
Seriously, I want that guy fired. You kidding me?
Well, right. I just want to talk to him and just kind of try to get a read as to what this is.
I don't want to talk to that guy.
No, you don't.
Why would you want to talk to that guy?
No, you want him to forget. You want him to forget about it. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I work in a hotel, and a few years ago, and I work in downtown. I worked third shift. I got a noise complaint. And from one room, I knocked the door, no answer. I walked in, and the alarm clock went off with a loud radio. I walked in, this couple completely butt naked on the bed. I shut off the alarm, went out. They never woke up. And then I actually also checked them out a few hours later. And I couldn't stop smiling.
Yeah, you'd seen him nude. Good for you.
What? What? You turn off their alarm.
Yeah, he said,
why go in?
No, well, why turn off the alarm? Well, they need to get up.
Is this just a, is this a hotel rule where you just go in whenever you want?
Yes, that is, that is true. They can just come in. Okay. That they can just come in whenever they want. That is, that is.
Well, you got to, you got to use a little latch. You got to use a little latch of room.
Yes, you do. You need that.
First
little
of all,
bar.
Had they shut off the lights in the room?
I don't know.
Because that's a big thing. Because if it was pitch black in the room, that's a different story. The guy didn't probably see much.
Well, I mean, they brought it to the edge of the bed. You see everything. I mean,
no, no, not if it's pitch black in the room.
Yeah, of course you do. I mean, well, how would you know how to get to the bed? Of course you see
what in your mind tells you you have to walk all the way in. I mean, you look.
Well, how big's the room? I mean, sometimes the foot of the bed can be a mere feet.
No, 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 no. This was a suite.
Oh, well, la-di-da. Yeah,
they had to walk. It is one night out.
You leave the cookies.
Like
you open up the door. You only go in as far as you need to. You leave the cookies and you close the damn door and you walk away.
Well, in so, well, I mean, you know, if how big a suite was it? I mean, it's
big enough that you really have to make an effort to go all the way to the bed. Jesus.
God, that's not that much of an effort. Just it's five steps.
Like, how did they pose me? What was he doing when he took the pictures?
Seriously.
Well, if he did anything, you'd wake up. I mean, what were they on?
Like, well, unless he didn't touch you.
No, if he touched you, you'd wake up.
Are we really talking about?
Yeah, because I couldn't stop thinking about how weird that would be if it was me.
Yeah, that would freak you out pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know me. I'd be losing my mind.
You'd be out of your mind. That I probably wouldn't even register to me.
It'd piss off Stephanie.
I don't know. We can call Stephanie at some point. I don't know if it would piss her off. I don't think it would. I'd just be so happy that someone was taking care of us, that they actually look, were nice cleaning the room. That means that they were going to clean the room. The last hotel I stayed at, they said, no, we don't clean the room. It was in Newport. They're like, no, we don't clean the room. We don't clean the room because it's COVID. Well, that's the whole point. The whole point of being here is for you to clean the room. It was my daughter, her friend, my wife, and I. And we got a suite. And the suite was about the size of this studio, with a bathroom in the middle. And I was with me and three girls. And I'm like, can you please clean? Just clean. Nope, COVID. Okay. Well, then never stay at a hotel again.
So it said, if they fell asleep waiting for cookies, I'm assuming they didn't have the mental faculties to get up and shut off the lights. You ever been drunk and so tired you fall asleep in the middle of what you're doing? You wake up with every light in the house on.
Yeah, man.
It's true.
Well, you know. The broad had to get cookies, didn't she? All right, we'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.